Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. Have you ever just got your tongue tangled up and just, yeah. Sometimes our brains, I think, are working, but our mouth is not working or something's not happening right there. So, but I do appreciate you listening. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. A lot of you don't know that I'm even on air right now, but that's okay. I can't be on air later, and I do apologize to our guests that we did have scheduled for later, but there's just no way I can be on later today. But I did want to talk to you this morning, and so that's why we're here. There's just a lot of things that we need to pray about, a lot of things going on in our world, a lot of things going on in our own personal lives that just need our prayer. But if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. Right now, I have one person on my switchboard, which is very unusual, but right now, that's what we have. So it is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and actually, before we actually do anything else, let's go ahead and say hi to our caller. 240, you're on air. Could you please say your name for me, please?
Hi, Michael. This is Connie.
Hi, Connie. How are you today? How can I help?
I just wanted to see if we could compare notes. I know for a couple of days, maybe a week or so, you've been mentioning the vision that you have for the D.C. area.
Right.
And
okay.
On and off, I have been having these dreams where,
okay.
I don't want to say it's post-apocalyptic, but I see it's a lot of confusion and a lot of
right.
buildings that are destroyed. And I wondered if
okay.
that was along the lines of what you and other readers have seen.
Similar, yes. I will confirm that that's what I'm seeing. Now, I can't speak for, you know, everybody else, of course, but that is sort of what I'm seeing. I will tell you there are a few other readers that are seeing that as well. But all things are subject to change, and that's what we're hoping for, you know, and that's what we call the show actually today. Spirits call the show to be a show of prayer for peace and for calmness. But, you know, because there's just a lot of things going on right now, you know, not just with Syria, but there's just a lot of internal stuff that's going on in our planet that a lot of people just don't know about, you know. You know, the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, never go into a place of fear, go into a place of faith. There's a reason you're seeing these things. And a lot of times the reason why we see these things is so we can bring them to people and we can say, okay, this is what I'm seeing. It's not set in concrete. I think that this is what happens a lot of times when people make predictions like this. What happens is people go, oh, my gosh, you know, it's the end of the world. We're not saying
mm-hmm.
that. We're saying
right.
that, you know, there's a possibility of chaos. There's a possibility of something happening, you know. And so what we need to do is lessen that or just let it go totally away. And that's where prayer comes into play. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like.
Yeah.
But to confirm what you're feeling and what you're seeing, definitely, Spirit just doesn't want you to go into a place of fear, okay?
Okay.
You know, just, you know, what you're seeing, yeah, there's a potential for that. I will say there's a potential. But, you know, what we're going to do is pray and hope that that potential lessons and goes completely away. Okay.
All right.
Is there anything else
also,
that I can help you with today? Yeah.
Yeah. What message does Spirit have for me right now?
Basically calm. So have you been a little chaotic? I feel like that in the last couple of weeks, things have been a little chaotic in your life. Is that true? I just feel a little chaos going around.
I don't know about chaotic. It's just I am on the path to spiritual development.
Right.
And coming into my gifts. And I guess because I don't really have a roadmap, it's
right.
kind of, you know, cherry picking everything from everywhere else and trying to piece it together.
Right. Yeah. And then, of course, and then you have, you know, then you have these little visions that are, you know, sort of, you know, getting you off a balance a little bit, which is understandable. When you see these kind of things, it can get you off balance. You know, not knowing what to do with it, you know, not knowing, you know, what can I do, you know, and stuff like that. But as far as a message today, the one thing that I keep picking up with you is, you know, just trust your intuition. Trust that the things that you're feeling are correct. I feel like a lot of times a lot of doubt comes in here. You know, am I picking this up? Is this true? Is this real? And that's okay to question. You know, there's a scripture that says, you know, try the spirits, you know, to find out if they are true or not. So, you know, we just don't want to buy everything that's being fed to us. And so,
right.
But the one thing that I would do is just trust your intuition. It's growing. You're an amazing reader. I don't know if you know that yet, but you are. I can see that. I feel that. What you need to do is step into that. The one thing I will tell you is I'm going to start working with people like yourself to help them, you know, how to learn how to tap into their gifts. A lot of stuff's coming up in September that I'm going to be doing. So, you know, just keep that in the back of your mind. Because, you know, when you're just starting on your path, you know, when your gifts are just opening up, you know, you don't know what to trust. You don't know what's going on. You know,
and so
you go, okay, do I take this? Is this, you know, is this real? I have a friend, actually, that does the same thing. You know, she's always saying, well, Michael, I listened to this teacher. You know, what about this? I said, trust your intuition. If it feels right to you, then take it. If it doesn't feel right to you, toss it out with the trash. You know, and that's what you got to do. You know, trust that gut. You know, if you get that tingly sensation, I would say, okay, it fits. If you get, you know, like a knot in your stomach, then there's a reason that knot's there. You know, so, you know, that's how my intuition works anyhow. If something doesn't feel right to me, I actually feel a knot in my stomach. And if everything feels good to me, then I get this tingly sensation. Everybody works differently, and you got to find out how you work. But you definitely are very gifted. I feel like you come from a line of people that are gifted. Is that true? Do you know that?
I just know that my mother, myself, and now my daughter, we are able to, I guess, dream lucky numbers.
Right.
But
yeah.
As far as
I feel like that your mother's mother, your grandmother,
mm-hmm.
was very gifted. I don't know if she ever showed it, but I feel like it's coming. I feel like it's coming from there. But I don't feel like that she ever showed it. I don't think that she even acknowledged it. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't there and that it's not being passed down. It just, you know, she lived in a different time when this stuff wasn't acceptable. And so, you know, I think she just kept it under wraps a lot. But, you know, just trust your intuition. I do appreciate you calling in. And just to confirm your visions, you are seeing things that could be there. Just pray about it and let's change it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. No problem. Yeah. And, you know, and that's a good way to start the program. That's sort of what I wanted to focus on, actually, and why this show is on air right now. You know, in the last few days, you know, in the last week, from last weekend to this weekend, a lot's happened. I mean, just think about it. You know, last weekend, you know, things seemed a little calm, and now all of a sudden things are escalating like crazy. Somebody needs to put the brakes on here. It's like what I'm seeing, guys. It's like we got a huge, gigantic freight train with a whole bunch of coal cars. I grew up in an area where there's coal. And I remember when I was a little kid, you know, watching coal trains go by. And there would be car after car after car after car. And you get those coal cars full of coal, and you get a train out of control, you could have disaster. Right now, I feel like that we have a freight train out of control. Okay? And what we need to do as light workers and as people on this planet, is to pray. Pray like you've never prayed before. Because there are things that are popping up, guys. I had a vision. I will tell you a little bit of something that I haven't shared for a while, but I want to share it today. you know, the first time that President Obama was elected into office 8 years ago. Well, he's not been in office 8 years, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, that first term. All right. I was at a friend's house shortly after President Obama took office, and you know, I was open. I was at their house to you know, do a reading for them. I was actually trying to contact their father on the other side, and somehow somebody asked the question while I was open. You know, what about President Obama? I'm going to share something with you that I haven't shared a lot with that vision. I had a vision. I saw his presidency from the beginning to the end. I knew he was going to get reelected. Everything in the vision at this moment is in place. Okay. But that doesn't mean that it has to continue to be in place. It doesn't mean that it can't change. All things are subject to change. All things can change. Readers, all we do is tell you potentials. That's all we do. We tell you what we are seeing. What's a possibility for your life? What's a possibility for our planet? We talk in potentials. Nothing is ever said in concrete. I don't believe that. Now, I do believe, I'm going to back up just a minute, because I do believe that there are things that have to play out. Okay? I do believe that there are situations that do have to play out. Because we are here on planet Earth to learn lessons. That's what we're here for. That's what we've been placed here for. But the one thing that I want to say is that we need to put brakes on some things. And how we do that is by prayer. You know, we don't go into a place of fear, because once you're in a place of fear, my friends, if you go into a place of fear, all you see is fear. All you see is chaos. All you see is destruction. You and I are spiritual beings. We are already spiritual beings, you and I. Yes, right now we're in human forms. And right now we've been placed on a gigantic blue planet that we call Earth to learn lessons. The problem I'm seeing on our planet right now is that there's a lot of people not learning. History has a way of repeating itself over and over and over if we don't learn lessons. When I was a little kid, when I first started school, I didn't like school. So I was in first grade. That first grade, you know, kindergarten was okay because it was only half a day. But that first grade, I had problems being separated from my mom. And I just wasn't a happy camper. I cried all the time. I just didn't like it. I you know, wasn't learning the lessons. The teacher was trying to teach me, but I wasn't learning because I was just all upset. I was in a place of fear. Please listen. And so I didn't learn my lessons. I didn't learn what I needed to learn in first grade. So guess what? I had to repeat first grade so I could learn the lessons of first grade. You know, the one thing, I've been praying like crazy this week. I honestly have. I've been like bombarding the angels and my spirit guide and just praying my little heart out. Because I love our planet. I love the United States of America. And I love every other country too. And, you know, what we need to do is realize that we're all in this together. That we're all hooked together. And somewhere along the line, we've got leaders in the world that just have forgot about people. Have forgot about how to be nice and how to play well with others. And all I want for our country is for our leadership of the world to realize it's time to play well with others. Because we're headed down a road that nobody wants to go down if we don't. Nobody wants to see this freight train crashing. Nobody. So what I'm going to ask us to do is we're actually going to open the show. I know we have been talking for a little bit, but we're actually going to open the show with prayer now. And so let's go to prayer and open the program. And, you know, the one thing I will tell you is limit your time with news right now. Limit your time with news. Because all you're going to see is just scary stuff. And I don't know what is going to happen in the days ahead, but I'm going to trust the Spirit within us to work all things out according for the higher good of all concerned. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything you've already done for me up to this moment. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for your love. I thank you that I can come and wrap myself in your arms. When things get a little crazy, and when I look at the news and I see all of this stuff happening, I run to you. Because you said that you are my shelter. Remember when I was in church, I remember reading a scripture one time by another guy that said, run and wrap, come underneath my wings. That's what I do today. I come running to you. For you to shelter us under your wings. For you to shelter our world under your wings. I ask you right now, Father, Mother, God, to surround this planet that I call home with white light. I pray right now for every world leader, to calm themselves down. To think before we react. Because sometimes, Father, Mother, God, as humans, we have a tendency of reacting, not responding. There's a country that did a really bad thing to their people. And everybody right now is trying to figure out how to respond to this. But the problem is we've got some people that are wanting just to react, not to respond. So help us understand how to respond to things like this. We don't understand people like this. We don't get them. But Father, Mother, God, even as bad as some of the things that this guy does, we're all connected. So I pray right now that this calms down, that level heads would play here. And that we would have peace on this big blue planet. We all want peace, I believe. I mean, maybe there's some people that don't. There are just some people that don't play well with others. guess. But when they don't play well with others, let's know how to correct them in a way of love and light. Let's learn lessons from past mistakes. And just bless our world. Bless every boy, every girl, every man, every woman today. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, to the spirit of fear that's trying to envelop our planet right now, I say not today. I speak directly to the spirit of fear and the authority that's inside of me. And I speak to you right now, and I tell you, not today. We are not going to go into a place of fear, but we are going to go to a place of faith. And we're going to pray that things change. For we trust in the Spirit within us. For Father, Mother, God, you said that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of might and of a sound mind. And today, we ask for that to prevail in our world. Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely and positively move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program to speak into the hearts of the people that are listening to me right now and the people that will listen to this show archived later. Father, Mother, God, also right now, I pray for the people that are listening to my voice, live and archived. I pray that you would just calm them. I know that when I turn on the TV sometimes and I see some of the stuff that is being said and this just this beating of war drums, it can be a little nerve-wracking. Because we've seen enough violence. We've experienced enough of this. Father, Mother, God, don't let us be scared. Let us be in that sacred place with you. Let us trust you. Call upon our angels. Call on our spirit guides. A lot of times you bring these things into our path to draw us to you. And what happens a lot of times, Father and Mother God, is just the opposite. We run away from you. We don't know why we do this, but let us run to you, not away from you. Let us run to center. Let us run to home. For that is where our answers are, inside. So we call home today, saying that we need your help. Surround all of us, including our planet, at this moment in time, with the white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. Now, let's go ahead and talk to 337. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. Could I get your name, please?
My name is Tamla. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear me. So,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right. How can I help today?
I was calling because I had this strangest dream last night. It seems I'm into crystal therapy, and okay. It seems to me like I visited the Akashic Records last night.
Okay.
And
you did.
But it was so odd because it looks like I was in a like a office, like a business office, and it had a long table, and it was just. I just felt this morning that that's where I've been. So I just wanted to see, maybe you could just see what kind of message that spirit had for me, because I'm trying to, I've been praying to get them to show me or to let me know what it is that we had a discussion about. The only thing I can remember is in the Akashic Records, I see my mother and my little brother.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, the interesting thing with this office setting, you know, a lot of times there are files. you know, in offices. Okay. And so that's why you were in an office setting. I don't know if you work in an office setting or ever have.
I used to.
And so what happens here is a lot of times, I know with myself, Spirit will use things that we can relate to. You know what I'm saying? You know, to help us understand. So this office setting is perfect because they're trying to get you to access the files that are there. I feel like that tonight, I feel like that they'll give you more information. What happens here, and I just want to be clear on this, what happens is, even like with myself, they'll give me a little bit here, then a little bit there, and a little bit more, you know, down the road. And this is what's going to happen because they don't want to overwhelm you, okay?
Our
processing thing right now is a little limited, so we can only process so much. I mean, if we could tap into the spirit within us, we could access all kinds of stuff, but we just don't know how to do that yet. We're learning. We're getting closer, but we're just not there yet. But the one thing I will tell you, I do feel like that you'll have that dream, and I feel like that you're going to pick up right where you left off. So pay attention, because I feel like they're getting ready to take you into this gigantic, what you're going to be looking for is this gigantic room that's just got file cabinets all over it.
I know. That's what it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, and so I feel like you were already in there. But I feel like that it was a little overwhelming, and I feel like that you pulled back. Something startled you, or something on the outside of you happened. You know, there's something that woke you up or startled you, or I just feel like you popped out of there. Does that make sense?
I know, because right after that, it seems like I was in different dimensions. I was in the office, it looked like I was someplace and they had cars. It looked like I was at a racing event.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, and that could have been trying to show you, you know, again, you know, these are like little puzzle pieces, and this is what happens when we're seers and readers and things. We see little pieces and puzzles. And so this racing thing is probably showing you that your mind needs to be calmed down a little bit, that your mind races a lot. So that could be that. And I feel like that's what happened. Either you saw something or felt something that your mind registered in your head, uh-oh, this is scary. And then it popped you out of there. And this has happened to me, and I will tell you, in the last few days, I've been having dreams and visions and stuff, and I'll wake up in cold sweats, you know, just something scares me, you know. And so what I would do is when you go to bed, I don't know if you do this, but when you go to bed, I would ask your spirit guide and your angels to help you remember more of this, you know, and not to let your mind, you know, and then just calm yourself down and not to be afraid of anything that you see. Just remember, you know, tell yourself that everything that you're seeing is a dream, you know, that it's not real, that it's, you know, because what I think happens here is a lot of times in our dream life, we'll see something in our dream and we react to it like we would here. You know what I'm saying? So then it scares us and then we lose things. But I would definitely do that. I also definitely would keep like a voice recorder or a notebook by your bed, because you're going to start getting a lot of information. They're really trying to download a whole bunch. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I was listening to you talk earlier about the energy. We've been going through a lot of energy. I guess you can call it downloads. Because I know I certainly have been experiencing it. Is this what's causing all these different type? I know you can't speak for everyone, but I'm just wondering if this is what's getting us to tap more into other dimensions or something.
Yeah, and it is. And what's also happening on our planet, a lot of this chaos that you're seeing on our planet right now, everybody is reacting to this energy shift. Everybody is awakening. Some people just don't know how to do that. And so they're scared, they're reacting, you know, in ways that they shouldn't be reacting. But everybody's going through a shift right now. Everybody's on edge. I was talking to a person today. Even if you pay attention to your animals, and please pay attention to your animals right now. If you pay attention to your animals, look around. They're not being very active. They're laying around a lot. You know, a lot of people have been talking to me about this. You know, is there something wrong with my animal? A lot of animals are just laying around. They're not active. And so they're going through energy changes too and shifts. And they're reacting to a lot of the stuff that's on our planet right now. But, you know, to go back to you, yeah, you're going to feel a little jittery here and there. But you are awakening, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. You know, just be – one thing that I would tell you and tell anybody that's listening to me right now, just don't be too hard on yourself. You know, be really gentle right now with yourself and with people around you. You know, mm-hmm. if somebody's hollering at you, don't holler back. We got enough of that going on. You know, we gotta have calm on our planet. So, but, you know, try just to breathe through this. But they're definitely talking to you. They're trying to catch you up is what's going on here. It's like I told somebody what's happening is, you know, we're cramming for this gigantic test. And what's happened here is we've waited until a couple of nights before the test. And now we have to get all this information, like, right now. And it's overloading us is what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Because lately, all this week, I've been just drained. I've been drained.
Right,
and, Because you were talking about the animals. But the weirdest part is I've been drained in my – we have a Yorkie at home, and she's been weird. She sits in my room, and she just stares down the hall.
Right, yeah.
And she kind of scares because I'm like, well, she must be seeing something that I can't see. And she won't leave the room until I leave the room.
Right. Yeah, they're very – either your animals are laying around or they're very clingy right now. And that's the case. And also maybe even little kids. You know, if you watch people with little kids, the little kids are very clingy right now. And because they're feeling something. You know, they're feeling this. And so, you know, it's like if you know, animals right before a major storm, they'll act weird. And so this is what's going on. There is something about to happen on our planet, and everything is reacting to this. And
I thought so. Bingo, you said it. That is it. Wow. I knew something was up. I just didn't know what it was. I'm glad you told me so that way I could just kind of...
just calm down. Hey, the only thing that we can do right now is what we're doing today, is praying and putting energy out there for change. You know, that's all we can do. And you know, but you know, the one thing that I see and it is an amazing thing is if we can all unite and come together as one with this vision of peace and love on our planet, it will happen. There's nothing that spirit can't do, you know. And that's the amazing thing about spirit. That's the only thing that gives me hope too. But you know, just hang in there. But you know, right now. You know, the one thing that I would do with pets or even small children, you know, just love on them a little bit. You know, just reassure them everything's going to be okay, you know.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm doing with my dog. Every single moment, I'm petting my dog saying, everything's going to be okay. You know, I got you. You're safe, you know. And so, you know, just reassure them that everything's going to be all right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I needed to speak to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, and that's what we need to do, you know, and reassure ourselves, you know, because a lot of us have inner children inside of us, and, you know, and right now your inner child, and this is what I think is happening with some of our world leaders, unfortunately, the inner childs are reacting, okay? And so what you need to do is speak to yourself and say everything's going to be okay. When you get a little jittery, when these energy shifts are happening, when you're feeling a little tired, you know, the last few days, I've been wiped out, guys. I'm seriously telling you that after shows, after I do readings, I'm drained. I'm barely having enough energy to do programs right now. But but it's all an energy shift. It's all preparing us for something, you know, I want to paint a picture to you, okay? I want you to listen to me. I want you to actually close your eyes because I want you to picture this in your head, and I want you to paint this with me, okay? So I want you to close your eyes. Please close your eyes. Okay? You know, I know that the news is beating all this stuff into our heads and telling us all this scary stuff is going on. But some things have to come to an end for new beginnings. The other day, in a vision, I'm going to tell you what I saw in a vision. In a vision, I saw the tarot card, the death card. But I want to talk about that really quick. Because the death card doesn't mean what a lot of people think it means. Okay? The death card only represents the ending of something, the beginning of something new. Right now, we have old belief systems that have to go away. They're not working. They're not benefiting us. They're strangling us and keeping us stuck and holding us back from everything that Spirit wants to do in our lives. Spirit has a plan in place, guys. And please listen to what I'm about to tell you. Yes, right now it looks a little scary. It looks a little dark at moments. But right now I want you to see this gigantic on your canvas of your mind. I want you to see a gigantic light that just lit up your canvas. And that light that is starting in your canvas, in the middle of your canvas, is now painting beautiful colors of the rainbow. Which, if you ever paid attention to the rainbow, the colors of the rainbow are the chakra colors. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. If you have ever paid attention to a rainbow, they are the chakra colors. Actually, in order. Pay attention. That's what we're doing. We're not paying enough attention. But right now, your canvas is lighting up with beautiful rainbow colors. Now, that canvas is changing. And behind that rainbow, sort of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, is a brand new world. And I want you to visualize the world that you want to see. Not the world that I want to see, but the world that you want to see. I want you to visualize children in a park just running and playing and having a good time. And I want you to see bluebirds flying. And I want you to see smiley, happy people. And I want you to see no missiles or no weapons or no nothing. Just peace and love. Because that world is coming. But for that world to come, something has to go. Open your eyes. Let's take callers. 814, I forget you come in today. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear your name, please?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How can I help you today?
Hanging in there.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of people are just hanging in there. Amy, I'll tell you, things will get better. Is there a certain area you want to focus on today? Anything I can help you with?
Yes. I'm calling in to see if you see a job change for me coming up.
Okay. Are you wanting a job change? Because I feel some hesitation here.
No, I'm just a little bit frustrated because there was one that I really hoped for.
Right, and it didn't pan out. I'm sorry.
No, no, it didn't. It didn't pan out, and I really thought that I had this one now.
I've been here. I mean, you get your hopes built up, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work out, and then you go into this place of. It's like this downward slide, that's what I call it, and you go into this depression, which I can feel around you a little bit right now, which is understandable. But I got some good news for you, okay? You know, you're seeing this as oh man, I really would want that job, and you know, I'm really sorry that it didn't work out. But I really feel like that spirit has something better here, okay? And I will tell you, it looks like this better thing is about to pop up here. And I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say that second week right after Labor Day, because Labor Day is gonna, you know, that little holiday is gonna mess things up that week for a lot of things. But the next week, I feel like that there's a job popping up here that's gonna be a lot better than what you thought this other job that you didn't get was gonna be. I just feel like that something better is out there for you, and I feel like that it's coming that second week in September, that first full week, that first second week in September, okay?
Okay, so one of those ones that I'll hear back from for an interview, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I definitely do feel an interview, and I do feel like a job offer is going to come that second week for you. Hang in there. I know that this is disappointing. I've been there. I understand this. I've been there too many times, actually. But you know, one thing that I can always tell you, Amy, is anytime that I thought that I was really disappointed, there was always something better for me, something that I didn't even know that was going to be there. And so that's what's going to happen here, okay? So just hang in there. Things are getting better, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
I
appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you, okay? Hang in there.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, because you got awesome energy. You know, I know that right now you're in this little pit of depression. I understand that. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't be right now. You know, you get your hopes built up, and then all of a sudden, boom, you hit that brick wall. And you know, but, you know, the thing is sometimes those brick walls are there to protect us. You know, we think, you know, this is what happens with us as humans sometimes. You know, we think, man, you know, this is going to be the most awesomest thing ever. And, you know, this is exactly what I want for my life. And then we step, you know, we're hearing a little voice that's saying, I'm not really sure about this. But we override that little voice and we keep on moving forward. Sometimes those brick walls that we hit are there because Spirit knows what's best for us. And, you know, we just got to trust Spirit. And I know that for a lot of us it's hard because a lot of us still don't understand how to work with that. Don't know, don't even, some of you listening to me right now, some of this is just like foreign to you. It's almost like a foreign language. And that's okay right now because you'll learn the language if you just breathe a little bit. You know, the one thing that I would tell you, And I had a friend of mine tell me one day when I started on my spiritual journey, I was the same way. I didn't know stuff. I didn't understand all the stuff I know now. And I was like going like the Energizer Bunny on steroids, just running around and going like crazy. And I was like, I'm never going to get it. And my friend said, you're never going to get it because you don't slow down enough to listen. Hey, I'm just talking about myself, but if that hit you, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying. We need to slow down sometimes. We need to just go, and relax. And learn the lessons that Spirit wants us to learn. You know, even right now in this situation that's going on our planet, you know, what we need to be asking ourselves, not what they need to learn, but what lessons do you want me to learn right now about this? What are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to show me? And that's what I was doing yesterday. I said, okay, what are you trying to show me about myself right now? What do I need to look at about me? What are the lessons you're trying to show me? That's what we need to be asking ourselves. You know, in every situation of our lives, what is the lesson here? What are you trying to teach me? We're not asking the right questions sometimes, guys. You know, when you go to the grocery store and you're standing in line and there's a little crying baby in front of you and there's a little crying baby behind you and the register is not working and you're looking at your watch because you have a doctor's appointment within 30 minutes and you're stuck in a line that's not moving. All the lines around you are moving, but your line isn't. Instead of getting frustrated, what you need to do is stop long enough to say, okay, what am I supposed to learn here? What are you, maybe Spirit's protecting you from something. You know, sometimes we don't realize that. You know, maybe if you left on time, you know, you're pulling that car out of that parking spot and there's a truck coming down that road, you know, really fast, because if you've ever been in a Walmart parking lot, some people think that that's a racetrack. And you're backing your car up, and then you all of a sudden you hear that. Sometimes Spirit is slowing us down because Spirit knows what's ahead. I'm just saying. Okay. I don't know where I'm at now on calls. 916, I don't think I've talked to you. If I have, hi. Or I don't know.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. I haven't talked to you.
Last time I was on your show shut down as you were getting ready to take my call.
I know. Yeah, that was Zachary. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But, yeah. That was a powerful energy on the other side. But we'll talk about that here in a minute. But how can I help you today?
Well, I guess I'll just do a message from Spirit.
Okay. Okay, hold on for just a second. Spirit just says the same thing that they're always telling you. All I keep hearing is moving forward. I keep seeing arrows, and I keep seeing arrows that are pointing forward. You know, it's like keep going forward. Now, have you been feeling like you're supposed to go a different direction? Because they're telling me to stay on the path, the straight path. Don't turn off. I don't know if you've been thinking about changing your course or something.
The car's not working, so I've been here for like 7 months, and I just didn't feel like this was the right place. So are you saying something's going to happen here?
because I feel like that there's a reason you're there. And this is the reason why they're saying this, to stay right where you are, but also keep looking forward. Keep projecting something forward. But right now, not to move. I just don't feel like you're supposed to move right now.
About a year and a half, I talked to you in Sedona.
Right.
And it wasn't a good day for you or for me. And you told
me
I was going to have engine problems. And then I had to hang up. I couldn't listen to you anymore. So, I did have engine problems, but not until a year and a half later. Not until a year and a half after you told me that. So I'm kind of stuck here, and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So
the thing that Spirit wants you to change right now is you just said a word that Spirit wants you to change. You said the word stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how you're feeling. That's the energy you're generating out. You're not stuck. You're right where Spirit wants you to be right now. Okay, you're not stuck.
Thank you.
Okay, you're not stuck. You're a spiritual being, not stuck. Okay, but things are going to start moving there. I really do that. But you got to keep that word out of your vocabulary, and that goes for everybody.
All right.
If we think that we're stuck, then we're stuck. You know.
Well, I've been here for 7 months.
You're not stuck. There is something that Spirit is trying to get you to do there, okay? And so you got to do it, because otherwise you haven't done it yet, so you can't move on. It's like, you're in a holding pattern. So you got to start asking your spirit guide the right questions. Say, okay, what am I supposed to be learning, and what am I supposed to be doing?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
I do that.
And, yeah. And you're just not stopping long enough to listen yet. So listen and move forward. But you're not stuck. You're right where Spirit wants you. Okay? But by October, I will tell you, I do see some movement by October. I do feel like by October you will be moving. Okay.
All right.
Ask her what you're supposed to learn there. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in. Okay. All right. Bye bye. Yeah. And hey, you know, and that's the thing. I've been hung up on before. I mean, some people, you know, you tell people stuff and they just aren't ready to hear it. You know, they just don't want to hear it right now. And it's okay to hang up on me, but you can't hang up on spirit. It's okay to hang up on me. I mean, but you can't hang up on spirit. Yeah. I, what's funny is I was at a psychic fair, really actually my very first psychic fair I ever did. And unknown to me, this woman had got two other readings in the room before she came to my table. And she sat down at my table, and I started pulling cards for her, started reading for her, and she goes, "Oh, my God." And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "Well, I got two other readings, and they told me the exact same thing that you're telling me." I looked at her straight in the eyeball, and this was my very first time ever reading for the public, and I looked straight at her, and I said, "Okay, ma'am, I have a question for you from Spirit saying, okay, if Spirit's told you three times within the last 15 or 20 minutes that the same exact thing, then when are you going to do it?" There are some of you listening to me right now, you've called up psychic after psychic after psychic after psychic, and you're getting the same message, but you don't like it. You're not liking what you're hearing, so you're waiting to hear what you want to hear, and it's just not going to happen, and then you're getting frustrated. I find this very interesting all the time. People keep calling up psychics, and they get the same answers. I remember one time I read for myself, and I have a hard time reading for myself, actually, but I read for myself one time, and I laid out cards, and I asked a question. I laid out the cards, and I looked at the cards, and I was like, no. I didn't like the answer. I didn't like what I was seeing, because it wasn't what I wanted to hear. It wasn't what Michael thought was best for Michael. And so I took the cards and shuffled them again. Really, really, really good. Shuffled them. Laid them out. Guess what? Same cards, same order. You would have thought I would learn, right? No. I grabbed the cards, shuffled them again, laid them out. You got it. Same cards, same order. And I said, okay, I might not like what you're trying to tell me, Spirit, but you've told me it three times here. You know, sometimes, guys, we're not always going to like what Spirit says to us. But the one thing I've learned about Spirit is Spirit loves me enough to correct me when I need to be corrected. Loves me enough to say, okay, Michael, you got to do this. You got to go this way. We just got to start listening, okay? 954, you're on there with me. Hi, I appreciate calling in today.
Hi, Michael. This is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia. How can I help you?
Just wondering what you're seeing as far as my financial future.
Okay.
How you see things going for me.
Okay, why are you so frustrated today? I feel a lot of frustration around you when I'm tapping into you. Is that true?
Yeah, I
just feel like you're really on edge today. Do you feel that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tap into that, okay? Let me see what's causing
mm-hmm.
this, all right? I think the financial situation is part of it, but I feel like that we're missing something. I feel like that you're focused on the finances, and I feel like that there's something else going on here, okay? So
mm-hmm.
let me see what's going on. Do you feel that? I feel like that the finances are part of the problem, but I don't feel like it's the big picture here. So let's
right.
see if we can get Let's see if we can get the big picture, okay?
Okay.
Are you feeling really lonely right now? Because Because I feel when I'm tapping into you, I just feel a lot of isolation. Are you isolated a little bit from people? Just a little bit? Okay. You need to get out. You know, I know that the money's tight, but, you know, it doesn't cost anything to walk to a park, you know, or something.
Right.
You know, there's some things you can do that doesn't cost money, okay? But you need to, you need to get out and about, out in the sunshine. I don't know where you are exactly, but you need to get out and just breathe some fresh air. As far as your financial situation goes, I do see an improvement here as you go into September. I would feel an improvement here towards the end of September, and as you go into October, things are a lot better, okay? I feel like this first couple weeks, you know, in September is still going to be a little bit of struggle here, okay? But I will tell you that I do feel an improvement in your finances. Now, are you working? Why would I see work here?
I actually sell real estate.
Okay. And that's not moving right now very well? Because
it's just everything is just slow.
Yeah, it's just almost like stagnated slow. I mean,
right.
I don't. Yeah. And it's very frustrating. Yeah. But that's gonna change. Okay, I do feel like that's going to change here, and this is what this change that I keep seeing has to do around real estate, has to do around houses moving, things like that. I would hang in there. I know it's hard right now. Spirit understands that. You know, bills are piling up and very little money coming in. But don't go into the place of frustration, because right now there's not much you can do about this. I mean, the bills are right there. I mean, you can't do anything about it. You don't have the money. And so there's no reason to get frustrated about it, because there's not really anything you can do about it. Except pray and hope that it gets better, which it will. Like I said, there is a major change that comes here towards the end of September, okay, that's going to start moving things for you, all right?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, maybe even getting a job or trying to get a job in addition, so I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like a part-time job actually would be a good idea. I feel like that would be an option here, an option that you really need to consider right now. You know, and just let them know that, you know, that it's not going to be a full-time thing for you. You know, you're just wanting a part-time job. Because the thing with the business that you have, I do feel like that will pick back up. Okay, so you don't want to get into something that you can't get out of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a part-time job, something to bring a little bit of money in here, would be probably really helpful. So I would really consider a part-time job right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes,
okay.
It does.
No problem. All right. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Yeah. You know, because, you know, Spirit wants us, you know, if you're like in that situation where, you know, you're just not sure, you know, if you're thinking about a part-time job, you know, pay attention to these little seeds that are being planted in your head, because these are Spirit. You know, sometimes we think, I'm hearing maybe I should go to a part-time job. If you're hearing that, that's probably Spirit whispering to you, okay, your financial situation needs a little help here. I'm just saying. Pay attention. Listen. You know, the one thing I think that we're doing a lot of times, my friends, is, okay, we're asking Spirit and we're talking to Spirit and we're saying, well, Spirit, man, you know, how are you doing? And what's going on with your life? And, you know, do you know that my financial situation is not really good? And, you know, and my aunt's in the hospital and, you know, all this stuff is going on. And, okay, did anybody hear that? Because was there any moment there that I paused enough to listen? Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. We're talking and we're talking and we're talking and we're talking and we're talking. But do we ever listen? Are we having a conversation with the spirit within us? A conversation is when I pick up the phone. If I picked up the phone right now for 678, and all of a sudden I just start saying, okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, never even say hi. Never even find out who the name is of 678. I just start talking. Is that a conversation? No, it's not a conversation. That's just me talking. That's not a conversation. A conversation is me saying, hi. And then saying, okay, they say hi back. A response is a conversation. Are we having a conversation with Father, Mother, God, or the Spirit within us? Or are we just talking? Okay, I got two numbers from the same area codes, guys, so that doesn't happen all the time, but it happened right now. 678, and the next part of your number starts with a 4. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Regina. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. How can I help?
My question is, I'm attending makeup school next month, and I was invited to a job fair with a popular cosmetic line. But okay. My thing is, after makeup school, what avenue or what way will I gain some experience in makeup, whether it be retail, salon, or just straight out and do freelance work?
I feel like you're going to be freelancing.
Okay.
I definitely, because the one thing that I see with you is I see you as a free spirit. Does
okay.
that make sense to you? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I just hear in your head, don't cage me in. I don't know, but I just feel like, I mean, and you got amazing ideas. Do you know that? You got some really amazing ideas. And you can see things that need to be changed. You're a visionary.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that? Has anybody ever told you that?
No, they haven't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're a visionary. You're a kind of person that thinks outside the box. Okay? You don't
okay.
like the boxes. You don't like,
I really
you
don't.
Know, yeah, you don't like that. Yeah. And you know, and there are people like Steve Jobs, you know, that created Apple. You know, he was a visionary. You know, there are visionaries
mm-hmm.
on our planet. You're one of them. Think outside the
okay.
box, okay? And
okay.
you're going to change. You're going to change the way people look at cosmetics. You're just going to change a lot of things. And so, yeah, that's wow. Yeah, I know. This is amazing. I love these kind of readings, you know. Because it shows you the potential that's inside of you. A lot of times we don't see that, you know. It's really hard
mm-hmm.
for us to see the potential that's inside of us, to unlock that. That's really hard for us sometimes. Because
mm-hmm.
we have been put in boxes. You know, we got belief systems in us that just say, you know, you're never going to accomplish anything, you know. But I'm telling you, that's the nice thing about me is I get to see you as Spirit sees you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and that's an amazing thing. And yeah, you're going to do some freelance stuff. You're going to be awesome. Don't let your fear, I feel like a little bit of fear sneaking in here. Don't let your fear stop you from moving forward and changing the world, okay?
Okay, and I'm glad that you said that because I was given an opportunity through my makeup school to do eyelash on customers, and I
right.
really haven't really tapped into that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, but I wanted to take that risk, though, because you never know what the next opportunity may be if you don't
right.
take it.
Yeah, and that's
mm-hmm.
the thing. You got to step out there. If you allow your fear to stop you from trying something, maybe, you know, maybe that's just not going to be your cup of tea. But you don't know
mm-hmm.
that until you try it. It might be your cup of tea. You might be really awesome at it, but you're never going to know until you try something. You know,
exactly.
So,
but the old me would have been like, no, because I haven't really started school yet. And
right.
The new me is just saying, just step out there and just see what's out there. And maybe something will spark, and you probably be very good at it if you just try it.
Yeah. You gotta, the one thing that I saw you, as soon as we started talking, I saw you as this gigantic bird and sitting on a ledge. Okay, I want you to listen really carefully here. Just sitting on a ledge, and you were a little afraid. You know, have you ever watched a newborn baby bird? When they come out of that nest, they start wobbling around a little bit. They're afraid to stretch their wings because, you know, they've never flew before. I mean, they don't know what that is. And so, you know, they're seeing, you know, the mom and the brothers and stuff. But the one thing, you need to spread your wings. This is your time to fly. You got to get out there because spirit's going to push you out of that nest otherwise. Because they know you're very capable of flying and soaring and doing amazing things. So just keep doing what you're doing because you're an amazing person. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that goes for all of you listening to me. You know, because I think there's somebody out there right now. Michael, those are beautiful words, but they don't fit me. That was a beautiful reading, and that was an awesome reading, and that was just so cool how you empowered that person, but that's just not me, Michael. My question to you is, why not? Why isn't that you? What is that thing inside of you right now that's saying that isn't you? Because I believe that is you. I didn't believe in the potential of goodness in people, I wouldn't be doing the show. I come here to educate, to encourage, and to empower you. Because I believe in you. I wanted to say that again, because somebody needs to hear that. Today. I believe in you. There might not be anybody else that believes in you, and maybe you think that nobody cares about you, but I will tell you with everything inside of me, please listen to me. I believe in you. I believe in the spirit within you that can do amazing things through you. You're just not put on planet Earth, my friend, to take up air. You're here to do something. You got to find that something. You got to find where you fit. It took me a while to find where I fit. But you know what? I found it. It's here. It's doing what I'm doing right now. This is my fit. This is where I fit. There's some really cool things popping up, my friends, on Insights with Michael soon. There are just some things that Spirit's poured into me that I'm going to pour into our planet, and we're going to see our planet change. Because I'm tired of seeing the same old, same old. I'm tired of us just going through the program. I'm tired of us going through the motions. We are so much more than just doing that. I'm tired of Groundhog Day. And I believe you are too. I believe that we want better. Say it with me. Say that with me right now. And believe it. We're going to say this three times. And I want you to say it with me. And I want you to mean it. If you don't mean it, don't say it. Please don't say it if you don't mean it. And it's okay if you don't mean it. If you can't say it, it's okay right now. No judgment from me. No judgment from Spirit. You know, we got to get judgment off our planet. That was never meant to be here. Okay? All right. So I want you to say this with me and mean it. I believe that there are better days ahead. I believe that there are better days ahead. I believe that there are better days ahead. Now I want you to say this. I believe in me. I know, that's a little harder. I believe in me. I believe in me. And I believe in the spirit within me. And I believe in the spirit within me. And I believe in the spirit within me. When we wrap ourselves around that word, I believe, amazing things can happen. This country was founded on a belief. Somebody had a vision. When they got here, they looked around and they said, man, I believe that we can do this. I believe that we can build a little town right here. And I believe that that town is going to expand. And I believe in a whole world, a whole bunch of villages. And there has to be a vision, is what I'm telling you. What I'm trying to show you is we need to have visionaries. More than ever, we need visionaries. This week, we just got done celebrating a speech that was given in Washington, D.C. by a visionary, Martin Luther King Jr. was a visionary. He saw a vision and he said, it can be better. We've had other visionaries. We can have better. We can reach a little higher. When I remember when I was a little kid, nobody had ever gone to the moon. Nobody had ever walked on the moon. There were people that said that that was going to be impossible. But there was a person that said, we can reach for the stars. Somebody had a vision. They were a visionary. They imagine somebody walking on the moon. And I'm sure when they presented that to NASA, that there were some people that just shook their head and said, okay, this guy fell downstairs and hit his head. But there was somebody that picked up the ball and said, you know what? It's possible. Let's do it. Right now, our planet, my friend, needs visionaries. Needs people that said, you know, yeah, we don't like what's going on right now. Let's change it. Let's see something different. Let's find out what that something different is. Let's have a different approach. The same old is not working. You know, somebody shoots a missile at us and then we shoot a missile at them. To me, that just doesn't make any sense. All I see is missiles. Let's change things. Let's be visionaries. Let's manifest a better world. How many of you are tired of what you've seen in the last week on TV? How many of you are tired of that? Probably everybody. So let's manifest something different. Let's put a different vision out there. If we want peace, do we actually believe in peace? Do we believe that that's possible? It goes back to earlier messages that I've said on this program. If to get it, we have to believe it. We honestly have to believe it's possible. Do we really believe that there can be peace on this planet? Absolutely, positively, yeah, hands down, I believe it. But it's going to take all of us working together to see it accomplished. Not one person can do this. Not two people can do this. Not three people can do this. Not four people can do this. Not five. Do you get it? It's going to take all of us visioning a better tomorrow. I grew up in the time when we were in the Cold War with Russia. I remember having drills where we would put our hands over our heads to protect us from bombs, which I really never understood how that was going to protect me, really. But I don't know. Are you following what I'm saying? I grew up in a time where there was always that threat, always that possibility that something bad was going to happen. Unfortunately, I see a repeat of a history that I don't like. I don't want people living in fear. I don't want children living in fear of what could happen. We need to learn our lessons so we don't have to repeat them. Because I'm telling you, and I'm going back to where we started. There's a freight train out of control. Can it be stopped? Absolutely. But somebody needs to apply the brakes. Let us pray right now. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for this moment in time. And Father, Mother, God, right now we know that things are out of control a little bit. We know that there are people reacting and not responding. And some of them are reacting from a place of power and not from a place of faith or anything like that. It's not good. But Father and Mother God, right now I'm asking you to help us reach for that break. To slow this trade down. Because I love our planet. I love every boy and every girl and every man and every woman on our planet right now. And I pray for them. I remember when I was a little kid and, you know, the teacher would talk about how Russia could shoot bombs at us and blow up buildings. And I know how scary that was for me. You never meant for us to live in a spirit of fear. This is not something you created. This is something we created. This is not your creation. This fear thing is not yours. It's ours. You're not giving us the spirit of fear. You say that. So, Father, Mother, God, help us, guide us, direct us in all that we say, all that we do, and let us see a better world. Let us manifest a better world. And as we do so, as we unite together in love and in light, let us believe, because I believe in a better tomorrow. I believe in a world that can change. But we got to put the brakes on right now. Because we're in a very dangerous situation. And we got to put on the brakes. It's So let us slow down. Let us stop. Because nobody wants to see this crash. We say namaste. And we say amen. Let's go ahead and talk to 678. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, it's how can easy. I help you? Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm awesome. How are you?
I've missed speaking with you.
I know. I missed speaking to you. How can I help you?
I'm going to my usual place I go to, and my friend that we've spoken about, we're going to be celebrating. He doesn't know this, but I will be celebrating his birthday.
Right.
Just by bringing a little something special, that's all. And I'd like to see how that's going to go, because I really feel that things are really starting to take off. As far as his feelings for me, I can see it.
Right. Yeah, and I think that will be received very well, and I think that's a really awesome thing, and so I feel like that's a good thing for you to do, and I don't see any problems, and I agree, you know, things are moving pretty quick right now, and so just keep on doing what you're doing, you know, be a friend, you know, do little things to show that you care, and those mm-hmm. little things will add up, okay?
That's right, Michael.
All right. I appreciate you calling. All right.
Well, I thank you for always being in my corner and being there for me.
Well, you're welcome always. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
Love you, Michael. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Yeah. You know, it's always nice to know that somebody's in our corner. Have you ever been to a boxing match? Or seen a boxing match on TV. Do you know that when the boxer comes out, you know, people are always hollering and stuff, and the boxer comes out and he's got his arms raised up and he's walking down the aisle towards the ring. But do you know that he's not by himself? Please listen. Do you know that there's other people in his corner? There's somebody that has a towel. There's somebody that has a little stool so he could sit down when he's in that heat of that fight. And, you know, the bell goes ding, 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 and he stumbles across over to his corner. And then what happens when he gets over to his corner? The little helpers, please listen, the little helpers put the little stool out. The guy sits down. Another guy comes out. And he wipes the sweat off or the blood off or whatever. And then they're also over there encouraging. This is what I want to get to. They're encouraging him. They're hollering from that corner. They're going, okay, you got this. You got this. You know, swing this way. Do that. You know, keep your hands up. They're over there in the corner coaching him. Who's in your corner? Do you know who's in your corner? Is your spirit guide? You got angels. Man, if you could see what I'm seeing right now, it's amazing. I could see this corner and you're in the heat of the battle and you got angels over there and you got spirit guides going, all right, you got it. Keep your hands up. You got this whole little root. You got these people over there just rooting you on. Amazing support team. Use them. Just use them. All right, we're going to go. We're actually going to go off air. I feel like that we're done for today. But I wanted to be on air. I wanted to explain what happened really fast yesterday. We were on there yesterday with Nicole Stevens and her son, Zachary, is in spirit. He passed away when he was about 11 years old, and he's in spirit. And for some reason, I connect really well with him in the spirit world, and he is very energetic. He is a very powerful spirit. And so what happened yesterday, as all of you were listening, we were talking to Cole, and then I said, I hear a little voice. If everybody goes, you know, if you heard that show's gone now, but if you heard that show yesterday, I say, I heard this little voice whispering in my ear. And what that little voice was saying was, I want to speak to mommy. What I said was, as soon as I'm off air, I will let you speak to your mom. Before I could even get that out of my head, we were off air. What happened is the internet tower that provides the internet to this computer came unplugged. Who did that? Is your guess. Just be careful what you say. And it was the same way. She was on one other time. First time I think she was on with me. You know, I said the same thing. My laptop immediately went off there. Very powerful energy. He's in, you know, he just needs to learn how to channel that a little bit. And but awesome spirit. I love him hanging out. But he does need to learn a little bit of things. But that's what happened yesterday, so I just wanted to explain that to you. I did talk to Nicole right after we did go off air. And so she knows what happened, and she's used to this happening. She's been on other radio programs where this has happened. This is not the first show that she's had that issue. Pray for Nicole. I would ask you to do that. That's all I can really actually say. Nicole needs our prayers. Just please remember her in your prayers, okay? Another person that's been on this program before needs our prayers, Carol Joyce. She's been here before. We had invited her back to come on with us in September. She's going to be unable to do that right now. Her father is not well, and she doesn't know if she's going to have to go down to where he is or fly there and take care of him or, you know, other stuff that might happen. So remember her and her family at this time, and her father, please remember these people. We're all together, you guys, and we're all working together, and so just continue to pray for one another. We all need prayer, definitely. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray that I would follow the leading of Spirit. Again, we will not be on air tonight. I know that we were supposed to have a guest, but there were just some things that are coming up that I just cannot be on air tonight. You know, we just have to trust Spirit. The Spirit knows best, okay? Have a great day. We will not be on air. Please listen. Unless, and I'm going to put an unless out there, we are not going to be on air again until Monday. We will not be on Saturday, and we will not be on Sunday. We will be on air on Monday. But if circumstances on our planet call for us to be here, I will be here. But right now, as it stands, we will not be on air again until Monday at 5 p.m. Central. Okay? Have a great weekend. I know it's Labor Day weekend, so be safe. If you're out boating or, you know, out in your car or whatever, just be safe, okay? Be safe. If you're in a vehicle, please do me a favor. Make those things click. I know that they're a little uncomfortable sometimes. Those seat belts can be a little uncomfortable. But I think it'd be more uncomfortable to fly through your to fly through your windshield. I think that would be a little bit more uncomfortable. So, you know what I'm saying? So please fasten your seatbelts. All right. All right. We're done. And we're going to have to close out with a song. This song is called I Believe, and I do believe in a better tomorrow. Believe with me. Have a great day. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. God bless you, and God bless our planet. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye. I know. The show ended, but I'm back for a minute. You know, it's like one of those, when you go to a theater, you know, sometimes you think it's over, but it's not. So, yeah. Hey, I forgot to tell you something. Very important, actually. It's the end of the month, but I'm running a special right now. There's a couple of days left. It ends Saturday, actually. And so it's going to go away. But right now, my readings are half price. That will end at midnight Saturday. As we go into September 1st, those prices are gone. Set up a reading. Book them now. You can schedule ahead. You can go ahead and go schedule in October. But you got to pay for it now to get those prices. So it's half off. Awesome deal. I don't think they're going to be half off again for a while. So half off right now. www.insightswithmichael.com. Don't miss out on this deal. It's a good deal. I'm telling you. www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com. I will tell you that I doubt that there's going to be half off anymore for a while. So it's awesome deal. Don't let it slip through your hands, okay? All right. We're done now. And I promise I am going to go away. But if you want to get a hold of me, you can write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. I got so excited on today's program. I forgot all the business stuff, so I had to come back on and give you the business stuff. So here's the business stuff. So got some great guests coming up ahead. Aaron Knowlton will be with us right after Labor Day. And then some really, 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 really cool things popping up. All right. We'll let you know more soon. Have a great Labor Day. Adios.